He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Friday, October 25th. It's the live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour here on the Wall Street Network of the Salem Broadcasting System. We have not a bad day going on here so far. We had some good earnings yesterday. A couple of big tech stocks blowing the doors off earnings estimates. Amazon, Microsoft, etc. And we have the NASDAQ up 3,958. Can it get to 4,000? I think it can before the end of the year. We'll see. From my mouth to God's ears. S&P 500 up 5 this morning to 1,757. The S&P 500 is up 0.3%. The Dow up 41 points this morning. It's at 15,550. That's up 0.25%. We have the 10-year yield, which is kind of parked in the 2.50 range. You know, hey, that's better than it was. Bonds have actually had a rally, a relief rally here. And in my opinion, that gives you another chance to lighten up on the bonds, which I'm just not a fan of going forward. I think that higher interest rates down the road are almost a certainty. That's my opinion. What's yours? The 10-year yield is at 2.50. And, of course, we were approaching 3 here not too long ago. So we have had, I'd call it a Yellen rally in bonds. Gold is down $2.90. Yellen could be gold's best friend. She's the new Fed chairman. When Bernanke's term is up, gold is at $13.47. Oil's up 16 cents to $97.27. Oil stocks breaking out all over the place. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, in kind of an overcast and gray San Diego, California this morning. But you know what? We'll take it. I was talking to someone back in Wisconsin yesterday, 23 degrees and sleet. And those folks didn't look all that warm back at Fenway Park here in the last few days, did they? A little warmer in St. Louis today than it was after the first game of the World Series. My first topic that I want to talk about is Twitter. Now they've got the countdown going on CNBC. I don't see the clock yet, but soon they'll have the timer, just like an egg timer on your stove that warns you when your hard-boiled egg is just right. Will this be a hard-boiled egg? They'll have a timer soon, counting to the Twitter countdown to their IPO. It's been announced. We have a symbol, TWTR. We have a range, $17 to $20 per share. And we have cameras following the Twitter CEO wherever he goes. I think this morning they followed him to a Dunkin' Donuts shop back in New York, and then to Morgan Stanley. I hope he doesn't have an account with Morgan Stanley. But anyways, they're doing the IPO, or one of the underwriters for the IPO. Should you be in on the Twitter IPO? Now, you've heard me talk about Twitter. I love the service Twitter. It enables me to watch live, on the ground, eyewitness happenings all over the world, wherever I want to follow somebody. Want to follow someone in Gaza? I'm sure there's somebody there that's sending out tweets. You want to follow somebody on the commuting system in Jersey? I'm sure you can find someone. You want to follow someone who's at the World Series tweeting live, who's there, whatnot? You can follow. If you want to follow someone famous, Donald Trump. I follow Donald Trump. I follow all kinds of people, not all kinds of people, but it's interesting to see what they've got to say. And a lot of times I know news breaking, earthquakes happening, stock events, shootings outside the White House, all this kind of stuff before it ever hits the news. And I'm able to send out tweets when I see something that really impresses me. So anyways, I do like the service. And Twitter will be going public. Now, having said that, how much money have I spent on Twitter? How much money has Twitter made off of me? As far as I know, I've never spent a nickel on my Twitter use, my Twitter subscription. I'm sure at some point in time now that they're going to be a publicly traded company, I'm going to have to put up with ads, pop-ups, sponsored links, all kinds of stuff. And I'm sure they'll figure out how to monetize the thing. I think actually it's going to be a pretty good stock once it's up and running and it's public and we start getting a look into their financials, etc. But, you know, my system, my grading system, my best stocks now grading system, which I came up with several years ago, gives stocks a grade from A+ to F- and everything in between. And the whole purpose of this is so that I can just focus on the very best at any given point in time. That's why we call the show Best Stocks Now. That's why we call the app Best Stocks Now. And that's why we call the weekly newsletter, which I'll be writing again this weekend and sending it out to thousands of people across America. We call it the Best Stocks Now newsletter. We're looking for the best stocks now. And when I toyed around with the formulas, and I tried to determine how long does a stock have to have a track record before I can actually grade it? Because part of the formula, a big part of the formula, is the performance of the stock. If a stock's only been around a week, is it really fair to give it a performance grade against Cisco, that's been around for 25 years as a publicly traded stock? No, I don't think a week was quite right. I thought about, what about a month? Stock's been around for a month. Can I give it a performance grade? Weighed that. Tried out some formulas. No, you know, I just couldn't justify it. Reminds me of when Yasiel Puig came up with the Dodgers. His first month was phenomenal. I remember when Carlos Quinton came over to the Padres from the Chicago White Sox. His first day was phenomenal. I want to say he hit a couple of home runs back in Wrigley Field on a windy day where I could have hit a home run. It's all you had to do was hit a pop-up and the wind coming off Lake Michigan blow that thing clear into the suburbs of Chicago, you know, just like that. But that one week, all of a sudden, Puig was going to be the rookie of the year and make the all-star team. He'd only been around a week. Then he'd been around a month. And then things kind of started to even out. And now Puig's been around for almost a full season. He's been through some playoffs. Is he an MVP in the National League? Well, you know, next year, now that he's been around a year, he's got a year under his belt, we'll have a better inkling of what kind of player Puig is. We know he likes to loaf around and stand around in right field and pout when he doesn't agree with the umpire's call, which I have a hard time with. That's not the kind of baseball I was taught to play. But he's Yasiel Puig, what can I say? I tried 6 months. Stock's been around 6 months. Is that fair? You know, and I finally arrived at where I felt comfortable. I'm a numbers guy. I'm an analytical kind of guy. I like to crunch the numbers. And I figured, I came to the conclusion that I need a year's worth of track record before I can judge a stock, before I can give it a performance grade. Until that time, when you click on a stock that hasn't been around for a year, you're going to get an NA, not applicable when it comes to the Gunderson grade. And I think that's fair. When Facebook came public, I said, give it a year. Yeah, it was pretty good advice. Came public at 43, I think, after the IPO of 38. Before you know it, it was at 17. Now it's back to 50. And after giving it a year, I own the stock. I think the same advice would be good for Twitter. Now, you do whatever you want to do. I'm not going to talk you out of jumping onto the Twitter bandwagon. But just remember, this is a stock that still hasn't figured out. This is a company that still hasn't figured out how to make money. I think their recent quarter, they lost $65 million, something like that. I do think, however, with as popular as the product is, I'm sure they have lots of plans of ramping this thing up and monetizing it. But I still say give them a year. Let's give them a year. Now, if it takes off, goes public at 17, and 3 months from now it's at 60, you say, Gutterson, that was bad advice. Well, you know what? Of all the IPOs that come out, I would say 1 out of 10, 1 out of 20, 1 out of 30 turns into that hot IPO. The probabilities are against you. In fact, if you look at the long-term track record of IPOs, it has not been that good. So TWTR, when it comes public, if I change my mind, I'll send out a tweet and I'll say, you know what, I'm going to make a rare exception here and I'm going to buy a stock before it has a one-year track record, because I never say never. But my plans right now are to give this thing a year. Let's see if the CEO knows how to run a publicly traded company. Let's see if they can figure out how to report quarterly earnings that exceed analyst
estimates. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We try our hardest to find the best stocks in the market at any given time. And as I've said many times, sometimes there aren't any best stocks now. The market's not a warm, friendly, fuzzy place for stocks. 2008, how warm and fuzzy did you feel? Not very. You got to be in the right place at the right time. I make no guarantees, but I watch the markets daily. I analyze things. I make lots of small decisions. And when I eventually see the action moving away from the stock that I own, I move on. And if it starts to move away from the asset classes that I own, like small caps and mid caps and domestic stocks, I move on. And I look for where the money is headed next. Because in the market, the money's always headed somewhere. How often do you think the money is just sitting stockpiled on the sidelines? Not very often. It's usually somewhere. If it's not in the stock market, who knows? It may be in the safety of bonds. It may be in the Mexican peso. It may be in the Swiss franc. I remember when the Swiss franc was the hottest investment going there for a while. It may be in the VIX index. Volatility may be king. It may be in gold. It may be short the market. These are all the various choices that we have to invest in. I broke it down into a very simple system to begin with. I track 45 asset classes. Think about it. What are the different asset classes? What are the choices you have to invest your money in? You know what your choices are. Just think about it. You got your mattress. That's cash. Where is cash ranked right now? I use a very short-term bond ETF to measure how good cash is doing right now. And it's clear down at the bottom of the heap. Other times, cash is king. How about inverse the market? Isn't that one of the big choices? How many people do you see wheel out on CNBC that are short the market? They're usually the guys that have deep, dark circles under their eyes. And look like they've been through a 12-round fight with Muhammad Ali. Because if you look at a chart of SH or DOG, which is short the market, or even worse, I think PSQ is short the NASDAQ. Short the NASDAQ, it's a choice you have. And at some point in time, it may be the sweetest spot in the entire market. But right now, nope. I'd rather do a 12-round fight with Muhammad Ali than be short the market. Now, maybe at his age today, I could stand my own ground. I doubt it. So anyways, you have to go where the action is in the market. And, you know, no guarantees. It's all we can do is analyze, crunch numbers every day, and observe. And I feel like the more that's observed, the more facts that are gathered. If you went before a jury and presented one fact, okay, this guy's guilty because of this. You know, the jury's going to go, what else do you got? If you presented 120 facts that all pointed to this guy being guilty, well, that's a much stronger argument. So, you know what? I believe the market's the same way. And when I publish my newsletter this weekend, we'll begin with the big facts, the charts of the big picture, and then we'll break it down into the asset classes, then we'll go into the sectors of the market, and then we'll get right to the individual investments that are shining right now, that are the best places to be. Any fisherman knows that out there in the ocean, if you can find a little spot of kelp floating in the ocean, somebody wrote this to me yesterday, and it's true. If you can find a little piece of kelp floating in the ocean 75 miles offshore, more than likely there's tuna under it, if it's the right time of year. Well, the stock market's the same way. So that's what we do. I got my goggles, my night vision binoculars, looking for those little spots of kelp, like biotech and pharmaceuticals and internet, etc., where the fish underneath are biting like crazy. And one of those little spots of kelp right now is the energy patch. Look at these oil stocks. Look at these energy stocks. You say, well, Bill, like, come on, give me an example. Okay, I will. Like Pioneer Natural Resource, PXD out of Irving, Texas. By the way, I think our show is heard daily in Irving, Texas. Maybe Jerry Jones listens. Maybe Tony Romo listens. I don't know. Cowboys are having a decent season this year. It'll be a struggle, but they're in a weak division. The Giants have just fallen on their face. What happened? Of course, in San Diego, we're not big Eli Manning fans. He snubbed San Diego. Nah, San Diego's not good enough for me. I'm going to New York. Okay, he probably did the right thing. I think he's got a couple of World Series or Super Bowl rings, and I haven't seen one on Phillip Rivers yet. And I think Irving, Texas is home to that big giant stadium. We're just not too far from there. And the Texas Rangers, I like the Texas Rangers. I've seen the Texas Rangers many times play. Of course, they've been in the playoffs for the last several years. This year, they didn't quite make it. So anyways, Irving, Texas. I love Irving, Texas. Pioneer Natural Resources is now a $30 billion company. You know, they thought that they had drained all the oil out of that Permian Basin down there. Guess what? They didn't even come close. There's still lots of oil. In fact, some say there's more oil there than there is in Saudi Arabia. Unbelievable, isn't it? We talk about the boom towns up in the Williston Basin of North Dakota. And you would think by now that Texas tea has been tapped out. But apparently not. Look at Pioneer Natural Resources, PXD. Okay, I will. Let's pull it up on the app. PXD. We begin with the performance of the stock. If I can work my thumbs and my fingers, they need to make these things bigger, don't they? I'm waiting for a bigger iPhone. That was my hope, and it didn't happen. I have to use my little iPhone. Here we go. Over the last 10 years, PXD, one of the top performers in the market, 24% per year. Over the last 5 years, 54% per year. Over the last 3 years, 43% per year. This is total returns. Is there a small dividend involved? No. Over the last 12 months, the stock has doubled again, up 106%. You still think they drained all the oil out of the Permian Basin? I don't think so. Performance grade on this stock is an A. Momentum grade is an A+. You know, these stocks all pulled back a few days ago, and I use that as an opportunity to pick up some more holdings in the oil patch, which I'll be writing about in my newsletter this weekend. You can get a full-week trial to my newsletter by visiting my website at pwstreet.com. Now, let's take a look at evaluation of the shares of PXD. The stock's been bid up considerably lately. However, over the last 5 years, earnings have been growing by 75% per year. They're expected to grow by 17% per year going forward. That's the consensus analyst estimate. When I put the numbers to it, I come up with the value grade of $360 5 years from now. If they can stay in this course they're on. Stock currently trading at $215. It passes my performance test. It passes my value test. And the all-important stock chart is beautiful. Stock I own at Gunderson Capital Management. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we've covered some ground here. What will I be tweeting about Twitter? Well, in the first quarter of the show, I talked about the upcoming IPO, TWTR. They've now got CNBC cameras following the CEO wherever he goes and the CFO. This morning they were spotted in a Dunkin' Donut shop outside New Brunswick. Later they were headed into the Morgan Stanley office in downtown Manhattan. And we'll have the countdown up soon with how much time before the Twitter IPO. Well, you know what? It gives them something to talk about. It gives them a big glory headline that they can follow for the next. I don't even know what day it's coming public, but I'm sure soon. Hey, there's a guy on CNBC wearing a hat like mine. Does it say Gunderson Capital Management? Nope. Says something else. Okay. Oh, it's a St. Louis Cardinals hat. That's okay. I'm rooting for those Cardinals too myself. I'm a National League guy. Okay. We live in a National League city. And Scott Trade, I'm partial to them. They're headquartered in St. Louis. So I call their Scott Trade these days, and it's like party all the time over there, Scott Trade, as they watch their Cardinals. They even invited me back to sit in one of the Scott Trade seats. I can't. I got to stay here and babysit stocks. I've got a babysitting job next week that I got to do. Oh, man. Anyways, Twitter, I would give it a year, personally. Now, I never say never. I'm going to watch the chart. I'm an avid user of Twitter, and I think it's coming public at a lot cheaper, a lot more reasonable price than Facebook did. And, you know, there's been some great IPOs over the years. We'll watch it, but right now my advice is to give it a year. Give Twitter a year, and we'll see where it how it performs as a publicly traded company. We talked about a little old stock in Texas by the name of PXD, Pioneer Natural Resources, which is no longer a little old stock. It's now almost a $30 billion company. And that sucking sound you hear is their drillers pulling oil out of the Permian Basin and loading it onto whatever, into the pipelines, onto trucks, whatever, as we march our way towards energy independence, which as I look around the harbor and see aircraft carriers and freighters and fighter jets and whatnot. Personally, I think that's a good idea. Okay, that's just me. And I do own oil stocks. I don't have all wind and solar in my portfolio because I believe it's an economy that runs on fossil fuels. And when it's not an economy that runs on fossil fuels, I'll change my stance on that. But we've got oil stocks breaking out all over the place. In my book, Best Stocks Now, I wrote about several oil stocks. I wrote about 53 companies. Some of them are just busting loose today, like Core Labs out of the Netherlands, like Continental Resources, headquartered in Enid, Oklahoma, Harold Hamm's little company, which many years ago stuck a drill into some ground in North Dakota and struck oil, and now you have a boomtown up in Williston. I was onto that story way before these guys on TV. It seems like I was. I don't know. Maybe they were. But I was writing about Concho Resources. I was writing about Brigham Exploration, which no longer is around. They were bought out. I wrote in my book about Geo Resources. Gone. Bought out. I wrote about, did I mention Concho? Yeah, I mentioned Concho. And there's one other one. I'm trying to think of the name. But anyways, those stocks are bolting higher right now, and I think this is the new kid in town. This is the new sector in town. You know what sector it's replacing in the market? The healthcare sector. The healthcare sector, all of these insurers were relying on getting all these new customers when that website opened, healthcare.gov. And you know the story there, and the healthcare stocks have been selling off. They're sinking right now. It's a sinking ship that I'm deserting. I've deserted. Until better days. They'll have better days in the future, but for now, the healthcare stocks that we're counting on all these new people coming into the system, 30 million? So far, it's just a trickle because the portal to get into the system is like, not working all that great. And it doesn't look like it's going to be fixed anytime soon. It looks like early next year before the situation gets improved drastically. So until said time, I think it's better to just sit it out in the healthcare stocks and in the meantime camp out in the Williston Basin and the Permian Basin and the Haynesville Shale and other areas of America as one of the great sectors in the market at the current time. I watched a stock yesterday after the close of the market report earnings. I haven't heard about it in a long time. Another one that I wrote about in my book called Deckers Outdoor, which is headquartered just up the line here in San Diego, back up in the Santa Barbara area. Deckers Outdoor makes those UGG boots. That's been a wonderful little thing for them. But you know what? The stock has kind of fallen on hard times. When I wrote about it, it was one of the hottest stocks in the market. UGG boots. I don't know if it's global warming or what. People stopped wearing UGG boots. The company became unpopular. I sold my Deckers a few years ago. I kept my UGG boots. And now I see Deckers Outdoors breaking out again. So it may be worth a look here. DECK. I'll be updating my my evaluations on this stock once again now that it's reported fresh earnings. Another stock that I have been writing about, that I've been talking about, that I've owned, I've had the CEO on my show, Tractor Supply. Take a look at that chart. Look what it did yesterday after earnings. Look at the volume in that move. How come they keep wheeling all of these stiffs on TV of these companies that are has-beens? How come once, not once, have I seen the CEO of Tractor Supply on TV? I've been on this stock for the last 3 years, TSCO, and it just continues to hit new highs. Maybe it's better that it's a well-kept secret here, and the hedge funds can't mess with it and perform bear raids on it, whatever they do. Tractor Supply continues to be one of the best stocks in the entire market. It's now a $10 billion company. They operate 1,176 farming equipment stores in 45 states. Kind of goes along with my little Meredith Corp yesterday, which has all kinds of magazines, including Farmers, something, Better Farming, which everybody should have on their coffee table. I had a tractor at one point in time. I was sitting on said tractor when said tractor was on a little bit of an incline, and I was going a little bit sideways. Thing you got to remember about a tractor is they're top heavy. And when I'm sitting on it, on top of it, I guess it's even more top heavy. And said tractor started to tilt to the right, downhill. I didn't think I was on that uneven of ground. This is why I live in a condo now. But said tractor flipped over, rolled a couple times. Luckily, I was able to get out of the way of the tractor. But I did land on a nasty on my head and on my shoulder and on my collarbone, broken collarbone, which was painful. I thought I was dead. I laid there bleeding, you know, and I was about, you know, quite a ways from home. I had to crawl up to the home, walked in the house. Blood all over me, sweating all over me. It's in the middle of summer, 97 degrees. Everybody figured I'm a goner. Ends up, nice ambulance ride and everything. I end up in a sling, you know, a bruised ego and a broken collarbone. But you got to be careful on those tractors. And I've been into tractor stores. We've had eggs. We've had chickens. We've had goats. I've made feta cheese. Now I live in a condo downtown. You know, the collarbone still got a little bit of a knot in it, a little bit of a memory. I lost a few miles off my fastball, and I don't throw as tight a spiral as I used to my receivers downfield. But Tractor Supply is, boy, are they throwing some tight spirals on some fastball. Look at this thing go. Am I happy with this stock? Yes, I'm very happy with this stock, and it continues to be a best stock now. It, too, was one of the 53 book stocks that I wrote about in my book, Best Stocks Now, which is destined to become a classic someday, at least in my opinion. In my eyes, it's a self-proclaimed classic. Tractor Supply has been one of the stocks of the decade, and you've probably never heard about it, unless you've listened to me and read my newsletter and read my book and read my articles. If you Google my name and Tractor Supply, you would think I was their spokesman. Well, with my tractor story, I don't make a very good spokesman for them. people avoid that place. Yeah, I'm not going in there. Gunderson got a broken collarbone. Well, you know what? I also got some good chickens there. Out of 3,607 stocks, Tractor Supply gets an A-minus stock grade, and it's still a stock that we own at Gunderson Capital Management, and it's hitting new all-time highs. How sweet it is. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where this weekend we'll be sending out our weekly newsletter once again. You can log on to the website, pwstreet.com. Boy, once you get on that mailing list, you're getting it every weekend. My take, my big picture of the market, what you should be doing with your 401k. Now, you make your own decisions. It's up to you. I'm just going to tell you my observations. Give you the leading asset classes in the market, tell you where the leading sectors are in the market, and hopefully when it's no longer safe to be in the market, the signs will have been there, and we'll be somewhere else. We won't be fishing under that little piece of kelp floating 75 miles off of Point Loma because the fish have moved on into other areas, and who knows where they're going next? We don't know. We just track them as best we can. I use my little radar, my little GPS called the Best Stocks Now app to follow those buggers around. And wherever they go, we try to follow them. And when they're biting, look, we're going to put as many on the boat as we can. We're going to can them. We're going to smoke them. We're going to freeze them. We're going to fillet them. We're going to barbecue them. We're going to do everything we can do. And we're going to stock some up in the pantry when times aren't so good. We'll have fish to eat, all right? That's my theory on the markets in a nutshell. Maybe it's Nobel Prize winning. We'll see someday. Hopefully the Nobel people are listening out there. I'm not a believer in asset allocation. I'm sorry. All right, now, one more subject. I see that Giant George, the former world's tallest dog, dies at age 7. I thought I'd throw that in. This Great Dane stood 7 feet long. Holy cow, I'm surprised at the Lakers. I mean, at Pau Gasol's age, could the dog shoot any worse? I don't know. But Giant George is dead. I want to talk about earnings. This is earnings season. And I sent out a tweet yesterday about Apple. How happy I am with my Apple again. Apple's breaking out. Can you believe it? I said eventually it would do a Netflix, meaning that it would turn around, it would bottom out, it would go sideways. And it would break out and start to go up higher. Look at this chart of Apple. That's a very, very nice chart. But I had somebody respond back and said, you're playing Russian roulette by holding Apple right now. I said, why is that? He says, because they're reporting earnings next Tuesday. You're going to really hold this stock through the earnings report? You know what? I'm not a short-term trader. I can see if you're a short-term trader and you've got options and all this and that, I can see, yeah, getting out of a position before earnings. But overall, as an investor, you own 25 or 30 stocks, does it make much sense to sell each and every one of your stocks before they report earnings and then see where they report and then make a decision the next day or two, whether to get back in to that stock or not? I don't think it makes any sense. I don't know very many people that manage money that way, but I can't speak for short-term traders, which I'm not a short-term trader. Now, I have a stock that reported yesterday that missed, and it's down like 6 or 7% today. So what do I do when that happens? Oh, well, you know, the first thing to do is not get too panicked. Step back and look at the situation. I kind of like to let the dust settle. Sometimes when a stock that happens to, they'll come out, somebody will upgrade it the next day, and it's up 6 or 7%. No harm, no foul. What I don't do is when a stock has bad news, I don't add to my position. I know a lot of people, professionals, that do that. I just don't believe in it. In fact, I've seen one guy, very well known, over the last couple weeks, several of his stocks have plunged on earnings, and he says, we're going to add to our position here. I don't believe in doing that because I think that's adding to a bad situation. Usually when a company misses and the stock sells off, the probabilities are the stock's lost its momentum. It's not going to get it back for a long time, and there's better stocks out there to move on to. But I don't think you can determine that immediately. I don't think the morning of the miss, and it's down 6 or 7%, I don't think that's an automatic sell. Let's wait and see where the dust settles. Let's watch it. Let's give it some time. And if after a few days or a few weeks, it's obvious that this thing is dead in the water and it's dead money right now, then we move on. We lick our wounds, and you're going to have losers in the stock market. Well, Gunderson, you talk about best stocks now. You mean some of them lose from time to time? Oh, yeah. Of course, going to have losers. There's no control over a company all of a sudden, whatever, for whatever reason, sales are off over the last 90 days versus the expectations. You know, there's a lot of things beyond our control. There's we didn't know that the accountant was cooking the books, you know. We didn't know. There's no defense against a lawsuit being filed or this and that or whatever, or the company that does the audit all of a sudden resigns as their auditor. These are usually warning signs, and where there's smoke, there's usually fire. But I just think, you know, you have to let the dust settle. It's going to happen from time to time. I think the absolute worst thing you can do is right away say, let's add to the position here, okay? That's kind of like, you know we were wrong, but it's not so bad. We're going to add to our position. Yeah, you know what? Let's face up to the truth. More than likely, the stock has turned into a dog, a 7-foot Great Dane, Giant George, world's tallest dog. You don't want to own the world's tallest dog in your portfolio. You want to own the best stocks now. And when a stock is no longer a best stock now, you want to move on. So we'll see what happens with these stocks that are reporting earnings. And I just don't see the wisdom myself personally. Now, if you're a short-term trader, I'm not talking to you guys. You guys have a whole different mentality than I have. I'm not after a quarter of a point or a half a point. I'm after stocks that double and triple over time. The Tractor Supplies of the world, the Pharmacyclics of the world, the NPS Pharmaceuticals. I could name one right after another. Big winners that we've nailed here at Gunderson Capital Management over the last couple of years. I'm not after these quarter point moves. That's why I think if you have a little bit longer term mentality, you're not going to be selling your stocks before they. You think it's wise to sell Apple today? You know, look, I could eat humble pie. On Tuesday, it could be down 10% because they miss earnings. I just don't see the wisdom. You know, conversely, it could pull a new skin. New skin blew away earnings. If I'd have sold the before earnings, I would have been kicking myself. It cuts both ways. We're pwstreet.com. We're 855-611-BEST, Gunderson Capital Management. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.